This is the Sports Draw Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sports Draw Podcast. My name is Robinson Okenye. Today we are joined by Cedric Musumba, who is a sports analyst and a chief graphic designer at the Standard Group. And as usual, we do have Badman right here. That is Ahmed Bahaj, who is a news anchor and reporter at KTN News. Now, three issues on top of our drawer today. First, Harambee Stars has a new coach. He was given a 2-month contract. That is Engin Firat. We take a look at how viable that is. Secondly, Football Kenya Federation Premier League resumed. We take a look at how the season will be and we give our projection. And thirdly, we pay tribute to Victor Wanyama, who just hanged his boots from the national football team, Harambee Stars. Welcome to the podcast, Cedric Musumba. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ruby.
Good to have you here. This has been your first. This is the first time that we are having you around.
Yeah, it's the first time, but it's not ever first, simply because we have done this in other avenues that really relates with whatever that we are going to do today.
Yes. Badman, how are you doing?
I'm good. Forever here, not my first time, not my last time. Yeah,
as always, tunapiga mstari chini yao. Now, Cedric, let's begin with Engin Firat. He was given a two-month contract by Football Kenya Federation Premier League to take charge of Harambee Stars, having in mind that it's a World Cup qualifying year. We have Mali back-to-back. We have Uganda, Rwanda. What do you make of this decision by Football Kenya Federation to give Engin Firat a two-month contract?
It's hard enough for anyone who, any soccer lover, and may so you're referring to Kenyan soccer lover, actually to contemplate the decision that was made by the Federation. And somebody somewhere might also think that maybe the Federation is not that much serious to ensure that this team actually happened to break all those ceilings that it has had before and maybe qualify for the World Cup come 2022. Reason being, 2 months is not equally enough even to scout players. 2 months is not even equally enough for this coach, if he was to decide like what Reinhard Fabisch did in 1998, that I don't want actually to go and use the senior player who trade maybe in the senior league and go down there and try to scout for the talents. It's not enough for him to do such. And again, I think because of the time frame that he has ahead of him, he will not be able to give us the players that he deserves himself to play. Mm-hmm. And he will go by the choice of other technical heads.
So basically you're saying that he will have players selected for him.
That's what will happen definitely, Robby. Remember, he's here to bring results and he's here to give us the result. Will you give us a result basically based on paper? Will he be going to internet and trying to search the player that has played for Harambee Stars before? He need to know these players. He need even to call them into, bring them into the value and scout them by the virtue of seeing how they play. Mm-hmm. But now, what is happening right now, he's talking of having signed a contract of 2 months, but ahead of him, before the game, is less than even 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We are playing our match in a less 2 weeks time, mm-hmm. which means even his contract vis-a-vis the match, yes, doesn't bring the value. What will he do? He will just have to rely to those people around the technical bench that really made up of Ghost Mulee, mm-hmm. to give him the kind of player that he will play with. Mm-hmm. And if he happened to go ahead and choose his own player, mm-hmm. they can as well as happen to set him under the bus, simply because he doesn't know any player that he will be putting on the table and give us results that we need.
Baraj, have you ever had anywhere where a coach is given a 2-month contract and it's a World Cup qualifying year where you've already played 2 games?
This is a very major concern to us, the fans, mm-hmm. and also sports stakeholders. In a span of 4 years, we are talking of Bobby Williamson, Sebastian Minier, Francis Kimanzi, Jacob Ghost Mulee, and now comes the Turkish man from Turkey. And we are talking about 2 months, mm-hmm. first.
Right now, he has, I think, 50 or 49 days.
Sure. You know, for a national team, we don't do trial and errors. This is not a club. This is a national team with dreams, with ambitions. If you can go to the history books, Joachim Löw in German,
Vicente del Bosque for Spain, yes.
They were given time, yes, perform, come up with a structure, and from then you can get the results. But we are
Gareth Southgate for England.
Sure.
Yes.
But now we are seeing our national team is handled like a club. You see,
not even a club. It's a
A village team, not even a club.
Just a village. This one is very astonishing.
You see, Robbie, we have seen this happen, these things happening, and I think in the Kenyan circle, and that's why even the FKF, the federation itself, has loosened actually up not to be in hold of each and every soccer avenues that happen in this country.
Yes.
Because I'm talking of the soccer village. How the soccer village is actually anchored on the structure of the soccer village, it only played seasonal. You go like we're approaching the December season, you go down to the village, you remember maybe an MP assembles a squad or gets a kind of a sponsor. Any other person who has ever played in a soccer, a village level, comes up with a team and they are here to go. Anyone who is traveling back to the village, to the town, becomes a star, even if he played soccer 10 years back. This is what actually going to happen with the Harambee Star under this new coach, simply also, because he doesn't know players.
You can find also some of these figures. For anyone, if you get a chance to coach a national team, that's already boosts your CV.
Yes.
Now you find guys like what is the name?
Engin Firat.
Firat.
Yes.
And maybe that is one reason which he has decided to choose Harambee Stars, because it is going to boost his morale. But he doesn't have a bad record. He has been there in some clubs.
Wait. When you say he doesn't have a bad record, he was at his final assignment before joining Kenya.
Sure.
He was at Moldova, played 12 games, lost 9, drew 2.
Okay. but also we can say, which stage was he? Moldova. Okay. Also, he was
Moldova is ranked lower than Harambee Stars.
In the year 2000, he coached Frankfurt in German. So we can say
he was an assistant coach in Frankfurt.
Oh,
Fenerbahce assistant coach.
So you want to make me believe that it is still
and
this decision is very risky.
Badge, if we may agree,
yes.
You mentioned very good, like Frankfurt, if you happen to mention, those are teams that have got structures. If this coach was actually ultimately here to help Harambee Star, he could have even brought the blueprint of sign of teams. And the blueprint, even if you go Google, if you go down to research, the blueprint of such team does not give a 2 months results. It gives you a certain
but Cedric, during his unveiling, he said, this is what he said. He said that, you know, nowadays with science and with technology, it's very easy to, you know, see the stats of players online. Is it viable? Have you ever seen stats for players that are playing in Kenya online?
We are yet to reach there.
Mm-hmm.
The stats are very few, and you will have to dig deeper. If at all, maybe you know the agents and some of the players and the coaches, the local coaches, they can guide you. But listen to the coach, if I quote him.
Yes.
I come here because I believe in the project. And I believe that we can qualify for the World Cup.
So, is it a two-month project? Is it a two-month project? And I believe for a coach to...
I am confused with his statement. And he's just been given 2 months. And he's saying, this is a project. Can we have a national team project of 2 months first?
Ruby, first, let's bank. We are talking about World Cup. That's one of the highest stage in soccer in this particular world.
It's actually
ours.
The highest.
The highest ever. Talk about World Cup. Which kind of team Harambee Star will going to face in World Cup? We are talking about France. Talking about Brazil.
Belgium.
Does those team actually anchored on a structure of 2 months?
No.
You can't make a team that will go play Belgium in a two-month structure. Reason being, this is a team, even if you go by the academy, how these countries have transformed their national team. They have gone down to structures, and those structures have taken ages. Some of the countries like Germany, they have even a circle kind of, some navigation kind of results, where they walk around the world scouting for the style of play. And here you are coming.
So basically,
you have mentioned something, if you will be allow me.
Yeah.
You have mentioned something of this coach scouting these players on internet.
Yes.
That means statistics must be at par.
Yes.
If we come to our local soccer, this Harambee Star is not made up of 11 players who trades in better teams or better teams across the world. Majority of a bigger chunks of the national team, they trade here locally. And even if you go by the statistics, even the currently the league is showing being beamed up on TV.
Yes.
But the statistics are not up to par. You cannot really tell even the accuracy in terms of passes.
We don't have those chips
that can tell us this player has done this, has given this pass, has covered this distance. You cannot really basically appoint or man up a team, come up with a team from our local league, basing on the internet or statistic level,
because
that's
the statistics,
a coach
they
that
are
is
not
set
there.
Up
yes.
to fail, and
yes.
it's a coach, as Baji said, it's a coach who is looking for a launching pad for bigger avenues, and maybe has not to penetrate in Africa. He has never maybe been in Africa, but to penetrate in Africa nation and go ahead and coach Africa country, he wanted a country like Kenya. Maybe from there, now he can move on and maybe go and get other avenues that he will earn
his,
a living.
His first litmus test comes for the upcoming qualifier against Mali, I think.
Yes.
And he has already named a squad, which for many people, they have been impressed with that squad.
But yes.
My concern, my question is,
yes.
Was he the one who named the squad? Which time did he get to select those players?
He had
get to
10 days.
He has said, we are going to see to witness in the first match, because he believes in his team controlling the match.
Yes.
Just like the likes of Guardiola and the rest. Now we want to see from our perspective, can Harambe Star play in that way, in that first match?
So, he's a man who believes in a possession type of football, and we will be waiting to see if that happens against Mali, home and away. And Bahaj, you spoke about a project and said that, you know, he said he believed in this project. He saw this project and he believed in it. That is why he decided to take it. But what kind of identity can you, you know, instill in a team in less than 50 days?
It is impossible. For a national team, maybe for a club, because we are playing a whole season. You can now experiment with the first game, the second. But for Harambe Stars, for a national team, I think everything is rushed. Looks shambolic to me. And I think for now, maybe things are going to be managed. He will just be there ceremonial for these two matches. I think so, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. So are you giving him a chance or what?
I am in a dilemma. I don't know. I cannot say I'm giving him a chance or no, because even from the squad, I can tell he's not managing the team for now.
Cedric, are you giving me the chance?
Robbie, first, even before I come to the essence of trying to ascertain if he will go sail through or not.
Yes.
I can really categorically, without any fear of contradiction, tell you, Robbie, that this is a game plan that was set, not necessarily by the coach, but maybe by the federation. Even the federation is not actually manned by only the president. Federation has officials who actually make it could be called a federation.
Yes.
And without those officials, without even the team, the president cannot cease actually to be called the president.
Who
will be the president of what? The president of papers.
Yes.
If we go by what this president is trying to tell us, a national team phenomenon kind of dynamics is quite different.
Yes.
Different to the essence that, remember, you are coming in a country whereby we have first 18 teams trading in the top league. We have other like 20 teams trading in the second top league. And we have several other leagues that are unidentified down there. As a coach who has good doings for this particular nation, those are the things that he could actually been put in his deliverables. I need first to come, settle down, go down to the grassroots, scout if I can get even a player who can play even well, better than those who are placed in the top league. And then thereafter, I need a blueprint, a roadmap towards, because already we have lost. World Cup should not be, we shouldn't be talking about World Cup, I tell you for free. Because we are talking about Kenya facing Mali. What is Mali? The Mali we know, they are a different Mali. Maybe if Mali has another wing, Africa has another nation called Mali that we don't know. But if the Mali
World
that
Cup
we know
has 2019 under 17.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's the same team.
Those players that Mali will come to play against play with against Kenya, we have started even, we have been following them. And we are seeing them even right now. They are trading in UEFA top-notch league in Europe. And they are doing wonders. Mention them, the likes of Haidara, the likes of Musa Genopo, the Southampton.
Yes.
These are not the kind of player you come and they assemble players that you don't know to face.
Yes,
you
Misuma.
Need to invest.
Yes.
You need to invest in quality players. And you need also to have a style. Robbie, you have mentioned something. And I've heard you when you are conversing here, talking here to Baj, you mentioned something valid. As a road, a blueprint of your philosophy as a coach,
yes.
Which style do you want? Even if it's possession, will you be possessing with a more defensive team? Or will you be possessing with a player who cannot even hold a pass, even control a ball? First, you need to understand the skills of player that you assembled, the first 11 player that you assembled. Him, he's here in Kenya, he has not even assembled this team, he's talking of possession soccer. Will he be playing with a player who cannot even control ball possession soccer?
He said, if you have five good strikers or three good strikers that are playing well, they have to play. So we'll wait and see. So Cedric, are you giving him a chance?
I can't give a chance a coach that I have not seen results from, not necessarily even Kenya doing elsewhere.
So we have to wait until the first two games.
It's not a kind of a coach that you can just give a chance on paper, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because even if we try to trace back his record on paper, mm-hmm. it does not actually materialize. You're talking coming from a country that is placed like 10 times.
Almost 30 positions below Harambee
Star. Mm-hmm. And even if you come here in Kenya, a team that is positioned two positions below Harambee Star, mm-hmm. you can give Harambee Star a challenge. Now mm-hmm. you're talking from Europe, 30 position, 20 position down there, and you are thinking this is a coach that can take Harambee Star to World Cup. Mm-hmm. Maybe if Harambee Star was to be taken to CECAFA, that will have been okay.
Yes.
He's now trading to go take Harambee Star to CECAFA. But this is World Cup, Robbie. We are talking about a player who will take a team to face the likes of Neymar, the likes of Messi, the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, and you are bringing us just a joker. This is not what we want. 50 million Kenyans. Okay, let me subtract myself from the 50
minus 1.
Yeah.
50 minus 1.
For the remaining.
It's 50 minus 1 million.
Yeah. Kenyans. I don't think if they are happy,
yes.
if they are happy to see what the federation is trying to paint on us. And this federation should stop actually this, because they think that Kenyans, you know, out of 50 million, we have guys who have brains, guys who reasons. Even mm-hmm. on paper, we have guys who understand soccer even on paper. Mm-hmm. You cannot just start digging us around as if we don't. We love soccer, that's why we go watch soccer for Europe. Mm-hmm. We go to La Liga, we go to League One. We go there necessarily simply because everyone you ask will tell you that our soccer does not have value to watch. Mm-hmm. Why? The federation does not actually invest in it. And it is here evidently seen.
No, for my last take, yeah?
Yes.
It is either, they say, when you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.
Yes.
I was 100% sure maybe this time they could go for a local coach who has done tremendously well in the league, mm-hmm. and maybe Matano and
yes.
Maybe Kasambungo. We see they have the
or Zico, yes.
Or Zico.
Yeah.
And if at all we had to go out and fetch someone, export someone, import someone, mm-hmm. then maybe we will be ready to spend and get a person who is already proven, his work is already rated.
Mm-hmm.
But now this trial and error, we are very worried about it. But all in all, for the goodwill of our national team, for our uzalendo, we wish Firat all the best. And I think maybe they are going to be patient with him.
Yes.
And he starts with a proper structure.
Well, we'll have to wait.
And I'm foreseeing, Robbie, I'm predicting a scandal in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it will come from, but I'm predicting it's a cover-up that will come to in four thereafter. Reason so being...
Time will tell.
Reason being,
yes.
nowhere in the world this has happened. Mm-hmm. And if a federation that is serious, if you do that, guys should have been either resigned or even shown the door.
So time will tell about that.
This is the Sports Drawer Podcast.
But still sticking with the national team, that is Harambee Stars. Former captain Victor Wanyama decided to call it quits from international football. And this is after 14 years, of course, of playing for the national football team. Harambee Stars won on 25th June 1991. I was born in Nairobi. His preferred position, of course, was a defensive midfielder. Current team is CF Montreal. He's played 64 times for the national football team. Harambee Stars scored 7 times. And remember, he's played for Southampton, Tottenham, Celtic, and Beersheba. He in Kenya has played for the JMJ Youth Academy. That is in youth career, Nairobi City Stars, FC Leopards, and of course in Helsingborg. So, gentlemen, what? Let me begin with you, Cedric. What do you remember most about Victor Wanyama in the national football team, Harambee Stars?
I can't say much because he has not actually achieved a lot with the national team.
Mm-hmm.
He has tried, and I think even him, he will have wished maybe even to win, a silverware with mm-hmm. the national team. Let me say even if it's CAFA. But that has been hard to come, mm-hmm. if I may say, when under his armband as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when you are playing and you have given an armband, you carry the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
But all said, I think, and I still ascertain, maybe he can come up and he will come up and clarify. It was not his ultimately decision. Maybe the decision was surrounded by the circumstances that mm-hmm. we have just discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances of
sure.
him being left out of the team.
Yes.
I remember very well, even right now we are talking of the likes of Jordan Henderson. Remember the England, Liverpool captain.
Mm-hmm.
These are the coach, as in the player who are equally aging.
Mm-hmm.
But how they are being phased out of the national team is quite ceremonial. You mm-hmm. bring a player, he's equally not good. You don't play him. Even if you were to play him when on games that you know the team is going to win
mm-hmm.
or the team has already won.
Mm-hmm.
He just come in to stamp. the authority.
Yes.
If the team is really struggling and he's on the bench, you left him out, you ensure the team continue playing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you allow him the avenue to retire honorably.
Mm-hmm.
Then thereafter, there was no harm if Victor would have come and commanded the team from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You just simply come, invite him on the bench. He's still a captain, but he commanded the team, and then you structure his retirement avenue.
Mm-hmm.
He retire honorably.
Yes.
I know he did this simply because he knew
mm-hmm.
whoever that set up him had actually resigned. We don't know why he resigned. Maybe he resigned because of the public outcry. Us being one of them, you remember we cried mm-hmm. a lot.
Yes.
Now, the other coach, who doesn't know the clue, the terrain of Kenyan soccer, and who has already shown the sign that he will go to the statistics, these are the statistics that he would have brought back, because these are the only player who are on the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
He could have recalled them. And you see, even if it were Euro B,
yes,
you cannot allow yourself to be called in, or to be set up in a structure that will fail you.
Mm-hmm.
Already Harambee Star has failed to qualify by the virtue that they have lost
mm-hmm.
some of the matches that they will have collected points.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Wanyama coming to trade for this team at this particular point,
yes,
he would have retired badly.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone to the record that a captain who failed the national team terribly. And he came in after he had been rejected.
Yes.
I think I agree with him taking mm-hmm. that chance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just retire at this particular time
mm-hmm.
and allow them to continue with their shambolic kind of structure.
Badman, what do you remember about most about Victor Wanyama when you talk about Harambee Stars?
When it comes to the national team, he did not have that extraordinary, the X-factor performance like Dennis Oliech, maybe you can say, at this particular stage. No,
yes,
he was a teamwork player. So, but I can still say on that goal he scored, Celtic in 2015
when, yes, against Barcelona, yes,
because it made him a permanent figure in those history books, the
yes.
first ever Kenyan to score in the Champions League.
Yes.
It all started in 2019 after the AFCON. This
mm-hmm.
decision started after 2019 when Kenya finished in third position behind Algeria,
yes,
and Senegal.
Yes.
I know I mm-hmm. was not impressed with him when they were coming back. I was there at the airport.
Yeah,
wanted to get the interviews. He was very furious. And then I thought maybe he was arrogant and rude. But when I sat down and I started to analyze how things were, I could understand in his point of view. Because, one, Wanyama is a bitter loser. He doesn't like to lose. And, you know, the issue of Harambee Stars losing pathetically in those championships.
Yes.
They were too many challenges, wrangles, mismanagement, you know, unprofessionalism
mm-hmm.
during their stay at those championships.
Yes.
So Wanyama is a man of principle.
Yes.
He's not that captain who will just say yes and agree on everything.
Yes.
So he used to disagree with the management on, no, our players need to be treated well,
yes,
so that we can perform. We need to bring a unity. You know, I heard there were wrangles, the teams were divided, there are some players who had their own agents. So, you know, the local players were underrated. So, too many issues. Wanyama disagreed with the management then, even before the championships,
mm-hmm.
during the qualifiers.
Yes.
And he used to speak his heart out. He
yes.
told them, no, I'm not going to go and tell the players this, and this is what you had promised them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the management were not on good terms with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, as Sedo said, Wanyama is a great player with many caps. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be called back in the team and phased out, you know,
gradually.
Yes. But what happened after the championships, they never gave him, remember, he was the captain.
Yes.
So they never gave him another cap, even for the qualifiers, even for the friendlies,
mm-hmm.
just because Wanyama spoke his heart out, and
yes,
he's the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Didier Drogba and Samuel Eto'o used to disagree with the management, and the issues were sorted out, and the management did not let them go just as they did to him.
Mm-hmm.
So Wanyama, at 30 years, he has decided, and we feel, even the fans yesterday, I was talking to them, they feel maybe his time was not. Maybe he was needed in the team in
mm-hmm.
terms of even at the bench or just advising the other players,
you know,
motivating
most,
them.
Most of the time we've seen that, you know, some of these senior players, you don't necessarily need to have them on the pitch.
Sure.
But outside the pitch, they have a very big influence.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that actually can motivate the young players, the upcoming players in the teams, and tell them, you know, what it is and what it means to play for the national team.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we've seen some very spectacular players who've played at the top level. Still, you know, they're given time to bring up a new generation. They may not necessarily be playing,
sure,
but they're in the system to assist these upcoming guys to see the way things are.
Robbie, it's called a transition.
Yes.
This thing is happening all over. Even guys who never played soccer, guys who doesn't love soccer, but they're being apprenticed to soccer, they saw this thing.
I can give you an example. Spain, they still have Sergio Busquets.
Yes.
Yes, and he's the oldest player in the squad at the moment.
True.
And his role at the moment is to, you know, it's like orienting the new players.
In the new players.
Yes.
Train them, teach them as in how to angle avenues and maybe adjust to the pressure that comes with playing for the national team.
Mm-hmm.
And even, leave alone even the national team,
mm-hmm.
you have brought up a very valid point that can really be described to be objective if it comes to this kind of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you for free, if that was the case, Milner could not have been trading for Liverpool.
Definitely.
The player is simply there, simply not necessarily that he's that good, but he's there to usher in these new young lads and give them a philosophy of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Allow them to understand what the team wants.
Yes.
Allow them to understand what the fans want them to achieve.
Yes.
And even the pressure that comes with the fans really support when the results are very that down, he will be the one up front coming to cool down the player and tell them, yeah, this thing has happened to us several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For those years that have been here, he will open up the Bible and try to take them through what he has gone through for trading for that team for those years.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Harambee Star needed.
Yes.
Remember, this Harambee Star that we're speaking about, equally, and I will tell you, the Kenyan fans, if they are allowed, they are just so angry
and bitter.
Angry and bitter
yes.
for result like any other. And that's why they will go on Googling, they go on streaming, looking for anywhere they can watch soccer. I think they love soccer to an extent that if they can start getting that value that they go looking for outside Kenya,
yes,
they can as well as give you the support. And we have seen it happening when Harambee Star was playing here at Kasa.
We played Ghana in the AFCON qualifiers, and then Ethiopia. Actually, Wanyama scored in that game.
Yeah, and evidently you could see the numbers and how they were rallying behind.
Yes,
leave alone even playing here when Kenya qualified for Africa Cup of Nations.
Yes,
that was played in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how the mood was here.
Yes.
They knew very well that it was not really a force in Africa, but they had a believability that this team can go there and do wonders.
And do something.
And if the federation has been seeing all this, what is hard for them to invest? What is hard for them to allow players like Wanyama give that such a transition? You see, we don't want to be, and I'll tell you for free, we don't want to see these so-called heroes of ours, years in, years out, after they have retired, seeing them struggling with life simply because the federation, actually how they handled them, they allow them to go out bitter and miserably mismanage themselves.
Sure.
Like, if you allow Wanyama to honorably retire, another realms will come and honorably retire. They will go out there and form a circle of a honorably retired player. And then what the value they will be bringing back, the value of inspiration. This young player, they will want to be like them.
Yes.
As it is right now, even a player who is coming up is like, hey, I don't want to be treated like Wanyama. I rather even go and play. That's why we have Origi playing for Belgium. Simply because if you think of going to play for your country and your country does not honor you, it will end up actually dropping you like a rotten potato, the same way they did to Wanyama. What did they develop playing for?
Yes, Batman.
And we can, I think, if I can remember well, the last match, Harambee Stars against Ethiopia at Nyayo,
Kasarani. Yes.
Wanyama scored the penalty.
Yes.
In that match, he was not particularly the best player, even the second best player. But the way he organized his midfield, the way he was moving and contributing towards the planning, he was another coach in the field.
Yes.
And that played a very big role because the younger players could listen to him more and he could lead in that front. But now, see. But as they say, even the prophets were not accepted at their areas. You know, now for Wanyama, he now thinks in individual performances. You know, club level, Southampton, he was at some point an integral
part of the
Tottenham. He has reached all the biggest stages. Now the main question is, for those players who are here to take his position, who comes even nearest to his
feeling the shoes that he has,
the experience he
left. Yes,
I think we are losing it, as Sedo has said. Make sure, if for those kind of players, there are younger players who are going to imitate him, who want to be like him, give him a grand stage. You know, in Europe there is a special match for such players.
Of course there's an exhibition match for retirement.
Sure.
Favorite goal scored by Wanyama?
Oh, against, was it against, there was that volley.
Against Liverpool, Tottenham versus Liverpool.
I will leave to remember it. It was a very interesting and stimulating part of his career.
For you, Cedric?
I will just go by the goal again when he was trading for Celtic. Yes. I think that's where he broke all the ceilings. Mm-hmm. And that goal actually gave him an avenue of trying now to be noticed as a force at the midfield. In whatever team that he has gone and play, and again also at Tottenham,
yes.
He tried to come up in the value that goal against Liverpool, and at the Kog, I think Wanyama, if people doesn't know very well,
yes,
Wanyama played very well at when he was still at Southampton than any other team that he
I
has
remember
played.
He scored against Manchester United in a new Masana. Yes, so we take a look at the results from the first round of the Football Kenya Federation Premier League, and of course the biggest win of the weekend, or the win that was not expected, FC Leopards getting a 1-0 win against Tusker. Cedric, briefly.
I know you will, with lack of any other better words of describing it,
yes,
you will at least ad-lib there the word unexpected.
Yes, it was unexpected. Everybody expected Tusker to get maximum points.
I can really allow that one to pass from people like you,
yes,
who did not wish FC Leopards to
it's
go.
It's not about wishing. It's
about Tusker in the first match. Yeah,
you see, if you bank on the history, and if history has been something to come by, FC has always been, has oftenly been beating Tusker the opening matches of the league. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yes.
I don't know if it is a scripted kind of result. Mm-hmm. But if you go by the form that FC was before that game, I agree with you, because it has lost like 17 players, and first 11 players among those, the likes of Clyde Sinanje, you remember their goalkeeper Ochan, it lost actually a bigger chunk, Suma,
yes,
a bigger chunk of players,
Rupia,
Fabrice Mugela had already gone, and these are the players that actually we knew very well.
80% of the team.
Yeah, but, and again, I can also say that it has shown us something that other teams should emulate.
Mm-hmm.
Having academies, having development groups, development soccer groups, can really give you results when managed very well. These players that really went ahead and beat Tusker, they are players that have been promoted from the youth team. Remember the likes of Sunguti. These are the players, the likes of Lewis Badi. These are players that are Sibamos. There's another young player there. These are players that has been just been promoted. But the energy that they brought, they played as if they were playing for the badge. To them, they were out to market themselves. They took it like an avenue. They did not think about money. They did not think about whoever that is watching them. But they wanted to bring that value of being noticed. And they achieved. Reason being, going ahead and scoring ahead of Tusker. Playing, they hit even at some points, they hit a bar. They were dangerous on a counter-attacking.
Yes.
The only thing that was missing, and this comes with experience, is managing the game, containing the game, managing a win, and sometimes not necessarily being delicate in the danger area that costed them a penalty.
Yes.
But if you ask me, it is a young team that can really go ahead and has given us a value that if very invested in and vested in, it's a team that can give you result. Their next game, they are going to face KCB, if you remember. KCB is equally a force as it is currently in the league. But and again, KCB, I know going by the result that FC shown to Tusker, they are very much careful. And you might end up seeing a very, very entertaining game.
Speaking of KCB, Badman, KCB lost to Gor Mahia 2-1 was the final score. Most people expected KCB actually to get the win in that game, having in mind that they retained most of their players.
I was surprised too in that match, because Gor Mahia also are facing the same situation with their Mahasimu Ajadi, which is FC Leopards.
Yes.
Many players, some of the players have left, and they have some wrangles there. Clifton Miheso did not play in that match. He was not even there. He has already said he wants to leave. And we could see some new signings for Gor Mahia. Ndagaya, which we believe the signings were rushed. But they played well. You know, Gor Mahia in that match, they utilized their first 15 minutes very well. Perfect football. And the young man, Benson Omala, I think he has now taken all the pressure. He's ready to prove that he's a good player. especially after his move failed from that club, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he said he was
not playing. He was being played in left back.
I think there are so many frustrations in some of the clubs people go and sign, yeah? Mm. And I think for Gor Mahia, because in the striking force, they have Jules Ulimwengu, mm-hmm, and Tito Kielo.
Yes.
This man, Dagaya, from DRC, mm-hmm, I can say, even Mark Harrison, the coach, said he's not in those levels. He still has a lot of work to do. So, Benson Omala, if he can stay out of trouble, out of injuries,
yes,
it is going to be his season to shine and maybe to get a bigger club. But KCB, Zedeka Otieno, their coach, refused to give the after-match press conference. He was very bitter with his player. Remember, KCB is one of those clubs which has not sold many players. Only two or one, the goalkeeper.
Yes.
But they have reinforced the squad.
Mazembe, yes.
Akamura is there also, and Muhammad Sharif, mm-hmm, another player from, yes, I think, Madari.
Yes.
Very good team, but they were slow. I think they did not prepare well. And also, yeah, they did not prepare. But their precision was very dull, because we could see from that. And Derrick Otanga was not sharp on that day.
Brian, they went for a holiday.
Yeah, they went for a holiday. So, if you... And this tells you, the league is going to be more entertaining
and competitive
and very competitive, apart, mm-hmm, from last season where we saw up to the final
day, yeah? Yes,
so let's wait and see. But good win for Gor Mahia and good win for FC Leopards.
Yes, let's wait and see. Remember the results: Talanta settled for 1-1 draw against Wazito, Gor Mahia 2-1 win against KCB, Bandari defeated Mathare United 3-0, Kariobangi Sharks 1-0 against Posta Rangers, FC 1-0 win against Tusker, Kakamega Homeboyz 1-0 against promoted Police, Ulinzi 1-0 win against Nzoia Sugar, Sofapaka getting a 3-1 win against City Stars. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Badman Ahmed Bahaj from KTN News is a reporter and an anchor. And Cedric Musumba from the Standard Group is the chief graphic designer. Thank you, men. Thank you, gentlemen, for giving us your insights on what transpired in the opening round of FKFPL. And of course, giving us your thoughts also on the 2-month contract given by Football Kenya Federation to Engin Firata to take charge of Harambee Stars and see them qualify for the World Cup. Until next time, bye bye.
PGM Star chini yake wewe.
This is the Sports Draw Podcast.